John 17. After Jesus said this, he looked towards heaven and prayed, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those who have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those who have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them. I remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by the name of you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not from this world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. And you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For then I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will be in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you gave me love. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me wherever I am, and to send my glory and the glory you have given me, because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, so the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you know, in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them.
耶稣说了这话，就举目望天，说：父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也能荣耀你，正如你曾赐给他权力管理凡间的一切，叫他永生赐予你所赐予给他的人，认识到你，这才是独一的真神，并且认识你赐差来的耶稣基督，这才是永生。我在地上已然荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我早已成全。仁慈的天父啊，现在求你同我一同荣耀，就是所有未有世界以前，我同你所在的荣耀。你从世上赐予我的人，我已将你的名显与他们， 他们本是你的，你将他们赐予我，你们也因为我得到了他的道。如今他们已然知道，凡你赐予我的，都是从你那里来的。因为你所赐予我的道，我已经赐予你们，他们也已然领受，又确实知道我是从你那里来，并且相信你差遣我来。我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你所赐我的人们祈求，因为这些人才是原本跟属你的人。凡是我的人都是你的人，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得到了荣耀。从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，神圣的神父啊，我的天父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们也一样。我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也保护了他们。其中除了那灭亡之子，实际上没有一个灭亡的，好叫圣经上的话得以应验。现在我正在往那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。我已将你的道赐予他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属于这个世界，正与我不属于这个世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那罪恶的人。他们不属于世界，正如我不属于这里。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道也就是真理。你怎样差我来到世上，我也照样差他们来到世上。我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因此信了真理成圣。我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如父亲在我的身体里，而我在你的身体里，使你们也知道我们之间，叫世人可以相信你是差我而来。你所赐予我的荣耀，我已赐予他们，使他们合二为一，像我们合二为一。我在他们里面，你在我的里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差我而来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。仁慈的天父啊，我在那里，愿你赐予我的人也同在，叫他们看见你所赐予我的荣耀。因为创立世纪以前，你已然爱我。公义的天父啊，世人未曾知晓你，我却了解你。这些人也知道你是受他的差遣，而将我派来。我已将你的名指示与他们，还要指示他们做，使你所爱我的爱在他们的身体里也融化，我也融化在他们的心里。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。 第二阶段节目中文名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味性互动过程可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音第27讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And the sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and program discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with my sister on related issues. Today is the 27th lecture on the gospel joy. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the commentary for discussion. Well, firstly, it's still my today's personal study summary. In John 17, Jesus prays to God before going to the cross. Firstly, he prays for himself, asking God to glory him so that he can glory God in return. Jesus says that eternal life is knowing God and him, the one sent by God. He reflects on how he finished the work God gave him and asked to be restored to the glory he had before the world began. Next, Jesus prays for his disciples. He says they belong to God and have accepted his words. He asks God to protect them after he leaves so that they can be united just as he and God are one. Jesus knows the world will hate them because they follow him, but he doesn't ask for them to be taken out of the world. Instead, he prays for God to protect them from evil and make them holy through God's truth. Last, Jesus prays for all future believers, those who will come to believe in him through the disciples' message. He prays for unity among all Christians, just like united he has with God. Jesus wants everyone to be one so that the world can see God's love in them. He also asks for believers to be with him and see his glory, which God gave him before creation. Jesus finished by saying that he has shown God to the world so that his love may be in all believers. But in the parent-child relationship in China, a good father-son relationship is actually relatively equal. We don't need to bring out to our father for help. As long as we are honest with father about our thoughts, he will help us within his ability. Therefore, this is very different from the relationship between Jesus and his father. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Yes, hello everybody. In the Bible, we read several times that Jesus was praying alone, often on a hill. But here in the Gospel of John, we have the chance to hear the intimacy between Jesus and God Father, what was important for them to speak about.
我们在圣经中多次读到耶稣独自祈祷，经常住在山上。但在约翰福音当中，我们有机会听到耶稣和父亲之间的矛盾，以及他们谈论的重要话题。
Of course, the most important thing for them was why Jesus came to earth and what was his mission. His mission was to die for all sinners, for to pay the price of sin, and to give to all of them who believe eternal life.
诚然，对他们来说最重要的是耶稣为什么来到了人间，以及他的使命是什么。他的使命是为一切的罪人而死，为一切相信的人付出了代价，并赐予永生。
Jesus talks with his father about his disciples because he knew how fragile they were. Peter denied him when he was asked about Jesus, and two of them went away to Emmaus when they should stay with the others in Jerusalem.
耶稣与他的父亲谈论他的门徒，因为他知道他们是多么的脆弱。当彼得被问及耶稣时，他否定了耶稣。他们中的两个人去艾玛乌斯，而他们应该和其他人一起留在耶路撒冷。
He knew that his disciples will suffer persecution when he will go to the Father. This is why he prayed for them.
他知道，当他去见父亲的时候，他的门徒将遭受到迫害，这就是他为他的门徒祈祷的原因。
And he prays for all the believers who came after the disciples, that they may be united and that Jesus' love remains in us.
耶稣为所有的门徒进行祈祷，愿他们团结一致，愿耶稣的爱永远留在我们的心间。Okay, based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sisters some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, sister, what does Jesus mean by asking to be glorified? 耶稣请求得到荣耀，这具体怎样去理解呢？
Glory is the Greek word doxa. Another word for doxa is honor. On earth, Jesus was humbled, but after his resurrection, he got the name which is above all other names and the honor that he had in heaven before.
荣耀的希腊文单词是 doxa. Doxa 另一词的意思是荣耀，也就是荣誉。耶稣在世间实际上是卑微的。但他复活后获得了超越其他名字的身份，以及他在天上所享有的所有荣耀。Next issue. Sister, what's the eternal life according to today's content? 根据今天我们所讲的内容，什么是永生呢？
Eternal life is to come to know God Father and whom who has sent the Lord Jesus Christ.
永生就是认识天父和他所差来的主的耶稣基督。Next issue, sister, how did Jesus protect his disciples while he was with them? 耶稣如何在他与门徒时的时候，同时保护他们两者呢？
He guarded them through the name of God Father in heaven.
耶稣以天父之名守护着门徒。Next question. Why did Jesus ask God to protect his disciples instead of taking them out of the world? 为什么耶稣请求上帝保护门徒，而不是将他们带离世界呢？
They still had a ministry to preach the gospel for the coming generation and to build God's kingdom on earth.By receiving the Holy Spirit in them.
其他门徒仍然肩负着向下一代传播福音的使命，并通过接受圣灵在地球上建立的上帝的王国。Next question, sister. What does Jesus mean by sanctify them by the truth? 用真理使这些人成为圣徒。这话怎样理解呢？
To be saint means to put aside the truth of Jesus Christ, his words, his death and resurrection will put the disciples apart from the world so that they live physically in the world but spiritually as citizens of heaven.
成为圣徒意味着放下耶稣基督的真理，他的话语，他的死亡和复活，将使门徒永远地脱离世间，使他们的肉体在生活在这个世界上，但精神上却已成为天国的公民。Next issue, sister, how does Jesus describe his united with God the Father? 耶稣如何描绘他与天父之间的结合呢？
The Father is in him and he is in the Father.
天父在他身体里，他也在天父的身体里。Next question. Why is united among Christians important according to Jesus' prayer? 根据耶稣的祷告，为什么基督徒之间的融合、合成一体非常重要呢？
Jesus wants that we love each other because this shall be the sign that we are his disciples.
耶稣希望我们彼此相爱，因为这是我们成为他门徒的标志。
But already in the first church, unity was fragile when the Greek and the Hebrews discussed at the table.
但是在第一个教会中，当希腊人和希伯来人在餐桌上讨论的时候，团结已经变得很脆弱。
We are all very different, therefore Jesus is praying for unity because this is the most difficult challenge in the Church of Christ.
我们每个人都有很大的不同，因此耶稣祈求团结一致，因为这是基督教会中最困难的挑战。Next question. So, sister, what does Jesus want for the believers to experience one Lia with him? 耶稣希望未来的信徒与他同在的时候会体验到什么呢？
They shall be united, they shall see his glory, and they shall have the love of Jesus in their life.
他希望这些门徒会团结起来，他们将看到他的荣耀，他们的生活将充满耶稣的爱。
He wants that the love of Jesus is in them and that Jesus is in them.
他希望耶稣的爱在他们的心里，耶稣也在他们的心中。Next question. So, sister, how does Jesus say the world will know that God has loved the disciples? 耶稣说世界将如何知道上帝爱门徒呢？
Jesus says that the world will hate the disciples of Christ, and we get the proof of this each day when Christians are discriminated or even killed in some countries of the world.
耶稣说，世间会憎恨基督的门徒，我们每天都能得到这样的证实，基督徒在世上的一些国家受到歧视，甚至被杀害。The last question for sister.So, what does Jesus hope to accomplish by continuing to reveal God to his followers? 耶稣希望通过继续向他的跟随者显明上帝实现了怎样的目标呢？
He wants to save more people, not only the 11 disciples. God's will is that all people are saved and come to know the truth about him and the sacrifice of Christ on the cross.
耶稣想拯救更多的人，而不仅仅是11个门徒。上帝希望所有的人都能拯救，并且了解关于他的真相，以及基督在十字架上做的牺牲。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年秋天快乐，我们下期再会。